One of the most shocking claims in UFO disclosure has just occurred, with several pastors and televangelists claiming U.S. government officials contacted them, brought them together, and told them, you must begin to prepare your congregations for the disclosure of extraterrestrial intelligence. Cleveland-based televangelist Perry Stone recently claimed that pastors in an undisclosed state were warned by individuals connected to the U.S. government. Alan DiDio says, I was in this meeting and it's absolutely true. Additionally, we have this from a man saying Eric Burleson of Congress has been warning pastors about upcoming disclosure.
Aliens, pastors, our government. You guys, what is going on? Have you been seeing all the buzz? Have you been hearing it? A lot of our friends have been talking about, and you know that Pastor Troy, although he is in the middle of the ocean somewhere, he had to weigh in on all of this. He just had to. So guys, we have a special edition episode of The Pulse today. It's not going to be me talking. This is going to be Pastor Troy. He is going to be joining us in just a second. And I mean just a second, because we're going to get to it really quick, because he just felt like he had to help you digest all of this from a biblical perspective. Guys, last day prophecies are coming true. We don't need to be scared by what's going around us, all right? This should not drive us away from the Bible. It should drive us to the Bible. And to have that biblical lens to digest all this talk of aliens and our government and who knows what, and are they here and what's going on? Are they demons? What is all of this happening all around us? There is really no one better to talk about it than Pastor Troy. So I am really excited for today. Why don't you take this opportunity, like this, share this post, because I guarantee you someone in your circle needs to hear this, is interested in this, wants to know what's going on, needs to know how to digest all of this as they see things coming out in the headlines. So take the opportunity right now to be a media missionary. Like and share this post. Of course, let us know where you're watching from. Let us know where you're tuning in from. We always love to see all the nations represented. And our Pulse family that truly is global. We love to see that, guys. And also, if you want to get involved or know more about what we do, you can go to troybrewer.com. You can donate there. You can sow into what we do when we rescue kids. We do all of this media so that we can rescue kids across the globe every single day. So if you want to help us in that mission, go to troybrewer.com and click give. You can also mail donations to the address right there on your screen. Or you can call 877-413-0888. That is our 24/7 prayer call center that is right here on our premises. These are our people taking your calls, praying with you, talking with you, sharing with you more about the work that we do here. All right. I know you don't want to hear me talk. I know you don't need to hear me talk about this. You want to hear straight from Pastor Troy all about this alien disclosure that everyone's talking about. Here we go.
Hey friends, Troy Brewer coming at you from an undisclosed location, hidden away with Leanna. But I can tell you, not very far from the Arctic Circle. What? Yeah. We've been trekking across the Bering Sea here the past couple of days, and actually the past week. So I'll tell you more about that later. But nonetheless, I'm doing well, I'm alive, and now all you cats know about this whole controversy and all this stuff, man, that has happened. And it started off with Perry Stone. Perry Stone got on and he did this video, saying, hey, that there are people within the government that are meeting with pastors. And, which is true. It's absolutely true. People that are officially meeting and people that are unofficially meeting. And that is also true. And this was actually an unofficial meeting that he was told about that he officially made public. And so I don't know that he knew that it wasn't supposed to be public or whatever. I don't know. But with all that said, it really doesn't matter now. But what does matter now is my good friends like Alan DiDio and Joseph Z and Tony Merkel, who we, of course, we're all in cohorts together. Now they're getting calls from senators and congressmen and big time traditional news agencies and like, hey, we want your two cents on all this. I have been in joyous bliss and not being a part of any of that. So I thought I'd better go ahead and chime in and let you guys know about what I know about it and how do we stand and what is the deal pickle and why are pastors and godly people even talking about strange things like UFOs and signs in the heavens and fearful sights and great signs from heaven, because Jesus said we would in these last days. That's why. And so this does not take me away from the Bible. It actually runs me into the Bible. It actually, you have to go to the source, and the source of this is Jesus Christ himself. And I want to tell you about this. Luke chapter 21, verse 11. I'm going to be referring to that verse here in just a minute. But let me tell you about what has happened and how it's happened. So, a few months ago when we were at the NRB, I was invited by Pastor Larry Ragland and several other guys to be a part of a meeting. And Tony Merkel and Joseph Z and Alan DiDio and some other all of us that are like-hearted, like-minded, and we all don't spend our time fighting each other. We spend our time helping each other as we should in the body of Jesus. And it came down to the time of the meeting, and I was with my son, and I got a strange phone call. And the phone call was, hey, I'm giving you a new church down on the Tex-Mex border. And you guys know that we do a huge work on the Tex-Mex border. And by the way, all that's still in the works. It's still in the works. It just takes a while, man, to transfer property and buildings from one ministry to another. And so we are going to get that place. And but that was the first time I heard of it. So I did the phone call. I expected that to be a 5 or 10 minute phone call, but the sweet lady I talked to, we ended up speaking for over an hour, and I couldn't leave to go to the meeting. And so then I had to call my board, and we had to start the works and all that. It's a beautiful, wonderful thing. But the deal is, the meeting I was supposed to go to, I didn't go to. So I got with those guys afterwards. I said, so what happened? They're like, man, dude, craziness. And I'm like, so tell me what happened. It was as we knew that it would be. There was guys that was meeting with us for that work in three-letter agencies of the United States government. They were like, hey, you guys better have your congregations ready, because this full disclosure of we are going to be doing some that there is extraterrestrial intelligence and extraterrestrial people that are working with our own government and other governments, and that we've known about it for a very long time, that's fixing to come out. And I want to tell you, it was like a week or two after that Obama came out and said, yeah, it is a thing. And then President Trump came out and said, that's classified information. He's not supposed to be saying that. Didn't say it didn't happen. Didn't say it didn't exist. He said it was classified information. Well, a lot of this stuff that has been classified is, we're living in an age of disclosure, which is also what the end times are always about. It's the disclosure. It's the book of what? Revelation. It's ta-da, the revelation of Jesus Christ. And the closer we get to the imminent and the glorious return of King Jesus himself, the more light will be shed upon things. And I'll talk into that here in just a few minutes. But specifically, this guy told my friends, and these guys told our friends that there's tech involved. Some of the tech is of extraterrestrial origin. Some of it is, we have backtracked some things that we have caught and actually redone those things. And they begin saying, this thing is going to come out. And it's going to come out that there are different species of extraterrestrials. Some people are calling these guys extraterrestrials. Other people are calling them extra dimensionals. And that's very interesting. And so they had a meeting with us. Said, what will you say to your congregation? I know exactly how to answer my congregation. And I know exactly, because none of that affects my faith. It affects the players on the board game, but it does not affect the game. And so that's big. You know, the pieces of the board may change. If you play chess, the pieces actually change. But make no mistake about it, it's still the same exact game. And so for a guy like me who, you know, we rescue kids, we travel the earth, we're involved in all kinds of things, I just go, oh, okay, well, let's go. Because that gives me a chance to actually bring what the biblical narrative is and what the light of Jesus Christ is in the midst of that. And that's what we have to do. And so let me throw some things out there to you. And let me tell you how I answer this and say, okay, Pastor Troy, if tomorrow our government comes out and says, full disclosure, we we do know about and we have been working with and we are a part of alien technology and alien communication with other, for lack of a better term, people that are not human, that come from someplace else. If they come out and if they say that, doesn't that change everything? No. Why would that change anything? That's ridiculous. Like, wait, but it's ridiculous that you would hang on to an archaic book like the Bible and still believe in the person of Jesus Christ if those kinds of things are going to come out. That's wrong. It is not ridiculous. In fact, it's needed more now than ever before. And like, why? Because Jesus predicted this. These are the words of Jesus Christ. I want you guys to listen to this, okay? Whenever he was talking about the last days, the end times, he said in Luke chapter 21, verse 11, and there will be great earthquakes in various places. So you know that one, right? And famines and pestilences. So he gives so far three different categories of perplexing things of, oh my gosh, how are we ever going to have an answer for earthquakes in diverse places? So that means a shaking in natural realms, right? And that is physical, and that's also not physical. Famines, that is a lack of, and pestilences, that is an attack against our bodies. That's an attack against our physicality. And then he says, and then he adds his fourth one, and it's the and there will be. He was talking present, future tense. He was talking into our day. Fearful sights and great signs from heaven. Okay. So these are the words of King Jesus himself. And when he's talking about the days that we're living in now, he says, people will see Phobotron. Okay. The Greek word here is Phobotron. Rick Renner pointed this out to me. He showed this to me in my office and it blew my mind. And Phobotron, if you would have asked any person that spoke Greek in the days of Jesus, if you said, Phobotron, what is that? They would have said, that's a word for monster. It is a word for scary monster. The King James boys didn't know how to translate it because they didn't want to say there will be scary monsters from the heavens. They didn't want to translate that like that. So they said fearful sights and great signs in the heavens. Okay. So great signs from heaven, fearful sights, Phobotron, which means Phobotron, look it up. It literally means scary monster. It's the word for monster. So phoba is the word where we get the word, you know, scare from. Like, you know, I have a phobia of something. It means something that arrests you with fear. And then if it's Phobotron, it is one that carries fear. It is a scary monster. That's what it is. And specifically, he adds to it with an amendment, great signs from heaven. Now, this is not going to be talking about heaven from God's throne because you can't see the signs from heaven than God's throne. We're talking about in the heaven that you can actually see. And I'm just getting warmed up because what's real is in Luke chapter 21, Jesus is talking about the last days and he says this, there will be scary monsters. So the question is not, will scary beings show up from the sky or from outer space or from another dimension or from the spiritual realm, the heavens, right? The correct question is, are they of God's camp or not? It's not, wait, stop. I need to know what the DNA of these things are. Are the grays? Is that one race? And then the tall whites? Is that another one? What about the little ones? What about those ones? I'm no expert on the DNA of any of those things. I don't know about any of those things. Here's what I do know. Jesus said to be looking for this to happen in the last days. And friends, we're in the last days. The question is not, what's their DNA? Are they extraterrestrial or are they extra dimensional? What do you say? No. I don't say any of those things. What I say is bring them to me and let me ask them about the Lord Jesus Christ. Because if they bow their knee to the Lord Jesus Christ, then I know whose camp they're of. If they do not, then I know whose camp they are of. Now, I would say the same thing to every single Christian that is presented with this madness. Oh my gosh. And I want to just tell you that the question is not, is there a monster in the woods? The question is, do we have authority over it? And what are the rules of engagement? That's the right question. The question is not, Can a sorcerer portal from one place to another? Now, if you're like, no, they can't. Okay, well, you don't know what I know, because they can. Now that I've said this, that's not the question, though. The question, I'm not going to argue with anybody over that who doesn't have experience with that. I will present this question, though. Can we interfere and stop it for the purposes of the kingdom? What's our role? So we're supposed to know what our role is, and then we're supposed to know what our action is. And those are the two questions that are found in the book of Acts, friend. In the book of Acts, there is two questions that we're supposed to ask every time something happens that we don't have any paradigm for. So in context of this, in Acts chapter 2, we have the power of the Holy Spirit shows up in this incredible way, and people don't have a paradigm for it. Tongues of fire show up over everybody's heads. It comes in like a mighty rushing wind, and suddenly they begin to speak the languages of the nations. These were not the tongues of angels. These were the tongues of the nations. And they begin to declare in every language that there is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Okay, they ask two questions, and here they are. You ready? Here's the first one. Bink, what does this mean? And bink, what should I do? Those are the two questions. Those are the two biblical questions that you and I should ask every time we're confronted with something that we do not have a that we don't have a grid for, we don't have a lens, we don't have a paradigm for. What does this mean, and what should I do? Okay, when it comes to the question of people in the government coming to Christians, specifically faith leaders, and saying, "Brother, you better have an answer for this because this thing is coming, extraterrestrial and technology, extraterrestrial wisdom, and extraterrestrial communication is happening." And it's also happening with interdimensional beings. They trans back and forth from one dimension to another. They're not just subject to the third dimension. They can, okay, and they can move back and forth. They can portal back and forth. Okay, my question is not, I need to know how all that works. My question is, what does this mean? Meaning this, what is the role of the kingdom in this? And what is my role in this? Who am I to be in this? And then that will lead me into the next question, which is this. What should I do? What actions should I take? So those are the questions that you need to be asking, because like it or not, these kinds of questions need to be answered. Christians need to take a powerful and impactful role in confronting what comes out of the gates of hell these days. And like okay, Pastor Torres, so you're just saying it's all demon. I'm saying it's fallen unless they declare they're not. I want to see their allegiance to the Lord Jesus Christ. Where is it? If that's not what they're here to offer, then they're just another, you know, they're just another Islam, you know, a rock falls from outer space and they worship it. They literally encircle a rock from outer space and an angel comes from outer space and speaks to Muhammad. It's the same thing. It is the same thing. So I answered this quite a bit differently, and this does not scare me. This actually, I get excited about this. I'm like, okay, well, what does this mean, and what should I do? Because it means that a lot of people are about to be activated that have been sitting on the sidelines, and you're not going to be able to do that in the future. There's going to be this huge division of Christians. There's going to be secular Christians, and there's going to be spirit-filled Christians to a greater degree than ever before. And the power of God, Christians are not going to be woke, because you won't be able to be wishy-washy in this. Woke, I promise you this, Jesus is never woke. Yeah, Jesus never sings the song Imagine. I promise you, John Lennon. I'm going to have to say to you, big knucklehead, who's more famous now, buddy? So with all that said, no, that's not what they sing. They're not about woke. Jesus is not about woke. And the thing that is being thrust upon us works like this. I'm not getting into their lane. They're getting into my lane. It's just like politics. It's exactly like politics. You know, when I set out to be a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I didn't ever plan on speaking about political things. I was like, I'll leave that up to Rush Limbaugh. I'll leave that up to political commentators. There's so much, man. The Word of God is so deep and so rich with so much stuff. Man, I want to discuss redemption. I want to discuss the cross. I want to discuss the kingdom, the kingdom, the kingdom, the kingdom, and what it means to advance. I want to discuss what happens in the first, the second, and the third heaven. I want to discuss the genealogy of Jesus Christ and the 77 generations before that and how we can learn from it today. I want to discuss what it means to be loyal and faithful to God Almighty and to be a man that's full of the Spirit of God, but also to the fear of the Lord, the love of God, the Spirit of God, the fear of the Lord. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. I'm going to be all about justice. I want to be about these things. And then boom, here come the Democrats. Here come the liberals, and they jumped into our lane, and they told us, we are here now to define, to redefine family, to redefine marriage, to redefine what is healthy for you to talk about and what's not healthy for you to talk about. We're here now to redefine to you what are the healthy verses you're able to speak and what are the ones that you're not. We're here to redefine gender. We're here to redefine the role of a man, and we're here to redefine the role of a woman. And by the way, we're after your kids. They jumped into our lane. I didn't jump into their lane. They jumped into mine. They weaponized three-letter agencies within our own government to come after all of us. They put us all on a hit list. They demanded that we take a jab that was completely experimental and has been to the death, if not, you know what it's done, of so many millions of people all over the planet Earth. They demanded that we shut things down and that we not worship the Lord anymore. They demanded that we no longer get together as family and we rejoice in family, but that we play it safe according to their rules. They got in our lane. We didn't get into theirs. And then as soon as we present a biblical worldview, they say, you're not allowed to do that. We're going to do that. We're going to do it every single time. And we'll do that with this alien thing that has landed in our lap. In fact, guys, it's jumped on us the way the alien jumped on John Hurt back in 1980. And like, I can't get away from it. I'm trying to get away from it, but I can't get away from it. Well, you can't ignore or deny these things that are coming down the pike in these last days. But fear not, my friends. You were born again for such a time as this. That's the fact, Jack, as the prophet Bill Murray once declared. So I'm not going to pretend I'm living in a different world or in another day, because I have a willingness to act. That's what I have. You know, guys, the fifth book where the Holy Spirit is poured out, the fifth book of the New Testament, is not called the philosophies, doctrines, and denominations of the apostles. It's called the Acts of the Apostles. People who are willing to act are going to be greatly different and going to be greatly spirit-filled, have more power, and be making a bigger difference than the people who are trying to just, you know, say this is all nonsense. Well, it's nonsense you're going to have to deal with. Yeah, you're going to have to act in these last days. So I'm all about the book of Acts. I'm all about the book of Revelation, the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm all about it. You know, you have heard it said, but now I say unto you, that's Matthew chapter 5, verse 21. You have to pivot sometimes. You have to pivot on, wait a minute, are you saying that there's different players on this battlefield? Yes, I am. And I'm saying that this stuff is always going on. I'm just saying it's now, but going to become a part of everyday headlines. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And if you test drive that into all kinds of things, all kinds of different doctrines, you know, the rise of the gods is a big part of the end time scenario as defined by the Bible. Little g gods. And, you know, as monotheists, we don't even believe in other gods. And we're like, hey, well, see, that comes against everything. Well, actually, let me give you another biblical word. It's called henotheism. Henotheism is a word to describe the worship of the one true God, but not denying the existence of other little g gods. They were created by Yahweh God. They were created by Jesus Christ himself, because God Almighty created a heavenly family and God Almighty created an earthly family. And there have been great incursions and defections in both realms. And not everybody's on the same playing field. What's real is there are those of us that are loyal in the fear of the Lord to Jesus Christ, who is the face of Yahweh God. And then there are those of us who will just worship some other god so that we have a leg up on technology. We have a leg up on power. Our songs sell. We get more hits. We get more likes. We get more money. We get more sexual power. we become yada, 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 yada. No, 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 no. Let me tell you, man, the meek shall inherit the earth. People who humbly follow the Lord Jesus Christ, they get an inheritance, and it's a really big deal. So the writers of the Bible assumed you would be taught a lot of things that our seminaries have never allowed, and now those things are starting to come out. So what will you do with that? How will you serve the Lord in these last days? What does this mean, and what should we do? What does this mean to you? Are you going to be more loyal and know the Word of God better than you ever have before? Be so full of the Holy Ghost that the devil is upset that you even wake up in the morning? Or are you going to fall out and say, I think I'll just take a break for a while? Better not. You ain't going to make it. What will you do? Will you be an active part of somebody who tells the truth, who defines the truth as Jesus Christ defines it, and not be a part of this great end time deception? Yeah. You know, the reason why the first commandment tells us not to put any other gods before him is because there are other little g gods. The gods of Egypt, God Almighty completely judged. Do you know that God judged the gods of Egypt? Well, if they're not real, then why would he judge them? Yeah, he says, for I will pass through the land of Egypt this night. And this is Exodus 12:12. It's one of those cool 12:12 scriptures. And I'll smite all the firstborn in the land, both man and beast. Whoa, both man and beast. Beast does not just mean animals. Beast also means hybrids. Yeah, look that up and see if I'm telling the truth on that. Even the mark, the hybrid mark that we take in the last days is called the mark of the beast. That's what it's called. And so, and he says this, and against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute my judgment, for I am the Lord. He said, I'm the owner of things. And he was then, he is now. This does not change the reality of Jesus Christ. This doesn't change anything as far as Jesus Christ is resurrected from the dead. Jesus Christ is coming again. And I don't know what monster you might see in the woods, or what you might see in the water, or what you see from the sky, or what fearful sights, as Jesus predicted, will present itself in these last days. You had better be loyal to the Lord Jesus Christ and not fall out. Well, that's all I have to say to you guys today. I just spent 24 minutes and call you guys blessed. Thank you guys for praying for me. Thank you guys for being with us and for standing with us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It means the world to me. I know that Mother's Day is coming up. Happy Mother's Day to all you mamas. And I know that Pastor Gloria Gillespie, the great mother of the house, is going to be speaking. She's the lady that gave me that building. And she's the lady that preached from behind that pulpit for years and years before I ever showed up. Guys, I love y'all so much. Thank you. Keep looking up. Keep looking up. But be looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. And to hell with anything else that comes from the heavens. Boom.
Amen. That is so good. I love when Pastor Troy said, this doesn't change the reality of anything. It's about being loyal to King Jesus through it all. So good. And I hope that this time kind of helped you to digest all of the headlines that you're seeing right now, and not be scared, not be fearful, guys. We have the tools to operate within this. We have the tools to remain strong, to remain unshaken, unafraid by what we see going on around us, because when we're rooted in King Jesus, that's what matters. We stay tied into him, to the biblical perspective. We don't get distracted by the worldly perspective swirling around us. All right, guys. Well, listen, thank you so much for joining us. Also, if you are in the Burleson, Texas area, or can be by Sunday, it's Mother's Day. So please join us here at Open Door Church on Mother's Day. We have the one and only Pastor Gloria, who is going to be delivering a message. She is the mother of this house. She's actually the one who donated this whole church to Pastor Troy. And so she is going to be sharing with us. She is iconic. She is just such an incredible mother of the faith. And we are just honored to have her here. So bring your family out to Open Door Church on Sunday. You guys, you're going to want to be here, and don't miss that. All right. Until next time, we call you the head, not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. Don't forget to share this with your friends today, because they need to hear what Pastor Troy delivered. They need to hear this word. So make sure before we go, you share this with your friends. All right. Bye, guys. See you next time.